It's the Goldberg.
This is the way I sort my clothes, sort my clothes, sort my clothes. This is the way I sort my clothes for early workday morning.
In the first pile go these grimy work shirts. And in the second pile go the streaky towels. And in the third pile go my rayon slips and fussy colored washables. Mm-hmm. That's the way I sort my clothes so early washday morning. But now what worries me is how to wash all three. If I use that strong old soap for those heavy work shirts and for the white pieces, it'll be too hard on those rayon slips.
Oh, but lady, listen, lend an ear. Your soap for everything is here.
What? A soap for everything?
Yes, it's new Dove. A brand new kind of granulated soap, and it does all three kinds of wash, from grimy work shirts, dirty towels, to your colored rayon slips.
You mean this new Dove that's safe for fussy colored washables will get my heavy work shirts clean?
Why, sure, wonderfully clean.
And get my streaky towels white? I mean, really white?
Oh, you bet. Why, Dove will show you just how dazzling white your towels can be. Honestly, you've never seen whiter washes than you'll get with new Dove. Your sheets and pillowcases will simply sparkle. In fact, Dove gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
But will I have to scrub hard?
Indeed you won't. Why, no soap made gets clothes white easier than you does.
Well, I declare. Imagine getting white washes so easily, and with a soap that's really safe for my rayon under things besides. Why, Dove does everything.
Why, that's what I've been telling you. When you try Dove, you'll see it's a new kind of granulated soap. So new, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. In fact, Procter & Gamble spent years in developing the secret of the Dove formula. Won't you ask for Dove, D-U-Z, today? It does everything in your wash. Party is about to leave for the Justice of the Peace. Mr. Ellison and Esther Miller are about to be married, and Molly Goldberg can take all the credit for it. However, at the present moment, Molly has little satisfaction from her success because she knows that Ellison's other daughter, Leah, is very ill. And Molly's waiting for the ceremony to be completed so she can tell Ellison.
They're all waiting to go over to the Justice of the Peace. And the Reverend is waiting no longer.
I'm coming,
Dad. If there's going to be a wedding, let it be now or never, the Reverend said.
All right, darling. You start walking. I'm coming.
We are not walking. We are riding.
Well, I'll be there. Go, Jack, dear, please.
Why are you tearing? Why?
Because I want to speak to Sylvia.
What makes you think you can speak to her?
Because Sylvia doesn't have horns. I'll talk to her. I'll try to make her understand.
Impossible.
Impossible. Not until a person is dead, Jake, is anything impossible.
Come on. Everybody's waiting for you.
Come in, Sammy. Sammy, there's Sylvia.
What do you care where she is, Molly?
Where is she, Sammy?
She's outside, walking around someplace.
Oh, I'm going before I lose myself.
You go ahead, too, Ma. I'll talk to Sylvia. What do you want to say to her?
Molly, there's been enough telling.
I want to tell her about Leah.
Why do you go and tell Allison and spoil everything?
Dick, please, you go. I'll be right out.
Hey, woman, contradiction is dying.
Why do you want to tell Sylvia about Leah, Ma? I thought you weren't going to say anything about Leah until after Mr. Allison was married.
Well, I thought I would tell Sylvia.
Well, I'll tell her.
Ma, first arranged everything, got everything ready and planned so there would be a wedding, and now you're the one that's holding everything up.
All right, I'm going. I'm going this minute. They rent in the car, huh?
Uh-huh.
They all got started already in the car?
Mm-hmm.
I only knew what to do, what not to do. All right, I'm going. I'll get my hat.
Here's your hat, Ma, right here.
Give me. Yeah. My pocketbook, my gloves, family's dress, Sylvia.
Ma, I'll talk to her when she comes in.
Very well, I'm going. Goodbye, Kimber. Rosalie,
yes,
listen to me. Listen very carefully to every voice and every syllable. You hear?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell Sylvia. You understand?
What?
Not for you. Not for you to tell. Remember, I'm going. My hat is all right?
Uh-huh.
Standing all right? I'm unhurt?
Yes, Ma.
All right. There's Dr. Cater. He said he would be here.
I'm here, Ma.
All right, family, I know. Goodbye, darling.
I can't go with you, Ma, huh?
No.
Yes, Mama. Mama said no. Sylvia?
Ma, will you please go?
I am. Sylvia. Sylvia, listen. Sylvia, you're not going to say something to your father?
Of course not. Even my sister Leah wouldn't talk to him. She wouldn't come to the phone when he called her, and she's the good daughter. She wouldn't even talk to him.
Maybe because...
Ma, will you please go?
Yes. Bye.
Rosie, why don't...
Jimmy, I'm not going anyplace. I'm staying right here.
I want to talk to Sylvia, Rosie.
Then talk to her.
Wait a minute, Sylvia.
What for? Tired of lessons from you and your mother and everybody else around here.
They didn't do you much good, did they?
Rosie.
Yes, Rosie. That's been the whole trouble around here. Everybody's treating you with silk gloves.
Rosie, will you...
Dr. Taylor included. If you could only see yourself as others see you, maybe it'd change.
Rosie, please.
I once had a friend that was very homely, but when she looked in the mirror, she could only see what she wanted to see. Well, that's the same with
Rosie,
you.
Rosie, will you please...
No, I won't. You think your sister Leah didn't want to talk to your father,
Rosie,
huh?
Rosie, why don't you...
Because I won't. What about my sister Leah? What about my sister Leah?
Nothing. I'll be outside, Dr. Cater. Rosie.
I'm coming. Dr. Cater, what about my sister Leah?
What about her?
What did Rosie mean?
Well... Sylvia, you see, you've never pretended to have any affection or concern for your sister, and that's why...
What of it? What happened?
I spoke to a doctor this morning, and to your brother-in-law.
Doctor? Is she sick?
She was very ill. She had a stroke.
They've never called.
She had no one to call. No one to ask any help from. Your father was up here trying to help you. You didn't expect Ed to call you, did you?
How is Leah now?
She's recovered entirely, except for the fact that she's slightly paralyzed.
You mean she can't move?
The left side is paralyzed. The sister is helpless. And she'll be bedridden for some time while the doctors try one thing and another to stimulate her muscles. One of those problematic things. She may get better or she may not. But right now, your sister is alive and helpless. Hasn't she two children?
Yes.
It's not going to be easy for them.
They're very young.
Too bad. Well, as soon as your father is married, he'll rush down there, I suppose, and Miss Miller, that is, Mrs. Allison, will be able to give that a hand. You see, a nurse is one thing, but there's no security for children and for that, too, like having a family like they're helping.
Why didn't you tell my father before he went to get married?
Because it's better for him to be married before he learns from you. Well, now you know, so I can say goodbye and go home.
What am I going to do?
What do you mean, what are you going to do? Why, you're going to quarrel with your father and try to make his life miserable. And then you can rush south and try to make Ed feel what a failure he is. And then you can lie and complain against your new mother. There are a million beautiful things you can do, Sylvia. Don't they come right to your mind? You have so many things to do.
Oh, please.
The question isn't what are you going to do or what should you do. The problem is what do you want to do?
I don't know.
Don't you have the slightest urge to help Leah? To go there and see what you can do?
They wouldn't want me.
Of course not. Why should they? But you could go there. You could try.
Why should I?
Why should you? Because you've had the infernal nerve, the gall, to say to me that you love me. You've had the indecency to insist that I pay some attention to you. And yet you've never given the slightest sign that you were honest and human and worth looking at or talking to. That's why. Here's your opportunity to show me that you're more than a miserable, backbiting, selfish creature who would be better off...
Dead.
Yes. Did you ever think of doing something for anyone but yourself?
For you? I would do anything for you.
Then go home, Sylvia. Go home to Leah and your family, to your children. Let them give you the opportunity you need for yourself. Use your life for their life. Think of them. Help them. Do this for me, if that's the way you have to think of it. Do it for me, and you'll be doing for yourself the very thing that is more necessary for your future than the air you breathe and the food you eat. Do this for me. Don't think of yourself. Let me be the one who thinks of you.
But Sylvia's been the cause of most of Ed's previous troubles. It was Sylvia who nearly destroyed Ed's marriage to Leah. What can she do now? And why is Dr. Peters smiling as Sylvia turns her back? It's always a good idea to spend your money where it'll go a long, long way. And that's certainly true when you buy laundry soap. Now, for instance, when you buy Dove, you're getting a soap for everything in your wash. Yes, all three kinds of wash, from dirty work shirts and heavy towels right down to rayon unders. So you see, your money really stretches when you use this new kind of granulated soap. And what's more, you'll notice that you don't need to use as much Dove to get the rich suds you want as you do with many other soaps. Why? Does actually give more suds, builds suds faster, and gives you longer-lasting suds than any of the other four leading granulated laundry soaps. In fact, we're so sure, Does is not quite like any other soap you ever use, we make you this challenge. But Does dares you. Get a box today and try Does for just three wash days. Then see if you ever want to go back to your old soap. Remember, Does does everything in your wash. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.